Well, hey, kids, this is The Preacher and the Piano Man, a fun podcast to help kids learn and pray the Bible with their parents. My name's Tyler. I'm the preacher.
And my name's Trevor. I'm the piano man. And hold on, Tyler. Okay, everyone, line up in a single file line. Single file. It's time to get on the bus. We have a schedule to keep. Squirrel, hamster, quit pushing. It doesn't matter who's first in line. We're all going to the same place.
Trevor, wait, what's going on here? Why do we have a school bus here? And why are you lining all the characters up to get on it? Are we going on a trip somewhere?
You bet we are, Tyler. We're going on a class field trip. And kids, did y'all bring your permission slips?
I did.
I did as well. Me too.
I brought mine.
Wait, Gary, let me see your permission slip. Let me see. Okay, wait. It just says mom, Gary. Did you forge your mom's signature?
Get out of the way. Let me on the bus.
Okay, then. It's roll call time. Hamster.
Hey, kids, it's me, the hamster, and I'm here.
The squirrel.
Well, hello, my little friends. I'm here.
Roomba, you here?
I'm here, charging my batteries.
Scary Gary?
Here.
And Queen?
Well, hello, this is Queen Sparkle, Shimmer Buffy Boo, the unicorn who lives at the church, and I'm on the school bus now.
Lars, are you here?
Bro, I'm totally up for an awesome field trip, man.
Rock and roll. Okay, let's see here. What about Talon the pterodactyl? You here? Talon the pterodactyl? Talon the pterodactyl.
Bobby, this is Talon the pterodactyl, and if you say my name three times, then poof, I'm here. And as your president, I have bought all the children sugary soda to take on the bus with us, approximately 100 cans, and I have violently shaken them all up for us so that when we open them on the bus, it'll be a nice surprise. And now I will chug one.
Okay, well, Trevor, I'm really excited about this. So where are we going on our field trip?
That's a good one, Tyler.
What's so funny? Where are we going on the field trip?
Listen to yourself. Where are we going on the field trip, bro?
Yeah,
we're going to a field.
Oh boy, Trevor. Okay, let me try to explain this to you. I have been on a lot of field trips. I've gone to theaters for a play. My teacher took us to an orchard once. We went to the zoo. We went to the museum. We've been on field trips here at the podcast to like a baseball game and a magic show. But we've never gone to a field. You don't go to fields on field trips.
All right. Well, maybe we can disagree to agree on that one.
Oh, boy.
Well, maybe we can think of something else to do. And anyway, on the podcast today, Tyler, Bible stories are going to be told. Songs are going to be written.
Yep.
Questions will be clarified.
Perhaps.
And prayers will be prayed.
With their parents. That's right. And today, kids, in season 4, episode 8, we are going to go on another trip. A trip back in time to the greatest Friday ever, ever, ever. We call it Good Friday, and the reason why it is so good is because Jesus died for our sins, but Jesus dying doesn't sound that good. But the reason why we still call it Good Friday is because on Resurrection Sunday, Jesus didn't stay sins did. 99 cents, Jesus wins.
Sounds great.
Hit the theme song.
Put down those yummy goldfish.
'Cause guess what?
We granted your wish. You get to hear from your bucket list.
It's the preacher
and the piano man.
It will be grand.
It's the preacher
and the piano man.
Okay, well, kids, I'm here on the bus, as you can clearly see with all these amazing background noises behind me. And kids, our vocab phrase today is extra special. It's Good Friday. Good Friday. the day we celebrate that Jesus transformed the worst Friday into the best Friday ever. You see, on that Friday 2,000 years ago, kids, even though Jesus was 100% God and he never committed a sin, he was 100% man, so he died to forgive all of our sins. This podcast is being released on the Wednesday of Easter week. And so, in 2 days, we will turn our eyes to the cross and we'll remember how Jesus made a bad Friday into a really good Friday. So today, kids, I'm gonna teach you 3 key truths.
Key truths!
Right, about Good Friday, to help you understand why it was bad, but also so, so good. And
okay, here we are, kids. We made it. While Tyler was over there talking about Good Friday, it gave me the idea to Google some good fields. And here we are at the National State Museum of Awesome Kids Stuff, and it popped up on the third page of Google after scrolling a bit.
Trevor, this is not a museum. It's just a field, and actually, it's not that good.
But that's okay. We were snacking on some imitation crab in the back, and we came up with an idea.
That's right. And since our field trip is to a field, we have decided to have, drumroll please, Field Day.
And who better to lead the events than our class president, Talon the Pterodactyl. Talon the Pterodactyl. Talon the Pterodactyl.
Days. This is Talon the Pterodactyl. If you say my name 3 times, then wham, I'm there. And I hereby pronounce that our first event on the first ever annual field day of the podcast will be a rapping rumble.
That sounds like a great idea. So how about we just give you a random topic to rap about? And then you guys have about, you know, I don't know, 20 seconds to throw down something awesome. How's that sound?
I think that sounds great, Trevor. And our contestants are going to be some of the best rappers in the pod universe. We have Kevin. You may remember him from season 3, K-E-V-Y-N. He's just 7. On a scale of 1 to 10, he's an 11. And we also have Gus, G-U-H-S-S. He ain't sus. He's 10, and he rides the bus.
All right, Talon the Pterodactyl here. And Kevin, you have 20 seconds to make a rap about, what can my random mind think of? Aha! Your rap has to be about a bird trapped in your garage. Begin. A bird, say bird, you look like a Jaybird. Joey Votto, Trey Bird, I'ma call you neighbor, thinking you're my neighbor. Hey, this ain't no game, bird. This is where I play, bird. I'ma make you pay, bird. Wait, you got a name, bird? Red Robin's your name, bird? How about you stay, bird? Burgers are my favorite. Red Robin, yum.
Boom! K-E-V-Y-N! Kevin?
That was awesome, Kevin. This is Talon the Pterodactyl, and Gus, it's your turn. You have 20 seconds to make a rap about, finding an M&M on the floor and trying to decide whether or not you will eat it. Begin! Hey, wait. Look, kids, an M&M next to some hair under the fridge. I'm grounded from Sweet Soleil. I got the itch. Chocolate, chocolate, chocolates. It's Blue Red Robin. Got nothing on this. No time to flinch. No time to even give it a rinse. I make my move, but it's too late, friends. She got there first, my little baby sister Kim. She eats everything. Sometimes my dad's toenail clippings on the table.
Okay, that was disgusting, Gus. But I just want to say that Kevin, Gus, both of you put up a great rap battle there. I could never pull something off like that. You guys are gifted. And the judges have deliberated, and so hand me the envelope. I'm opening the envelope here, and I am proud to announce that the winner is... Scarlett?
What?
The amazing little girl who does everything well but somehow lost the presidential election to Ronan the Raptor and then Talon the Pterodactyl? What? And wait, in the most shocking news of the century, it has been revealed that Scarlett is the one who does all the podcast writing up, including the raps. So that's why she won.
Yeah, I mean, it quite clearly says at the bottom of your rap that it says written by Scarlett on both of your papers.
There you go. Now, kids, while that may surprise you, our first key truth, I said, our first key truth.
Key truth.
About Good Friday probably won't surprise you. Here's key truth number one.
On key truth.
Thank you. On Good Friday, Jesus was crucified on a cross. Now, kids, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail here, but I want you to know that crucifixion on a cross was very painful and violent. A cross was two wooden beams attached together that looked like the letter T. And the Roman soldiers beat Jesus up with a whip, and they beat Jesus up with their fists, and they literally put nails through his hands and feet and hung him on the cross. And Jesus hung there for about 6 hours until he had lost too much blood and he couldn't breathe anymore. And Jesus was innocent. Crosses were for criminals, but Jesus, he had lived a perfect life. And while it was all physically painful for him, the Bible tells us that on the cross, he carried the emotional and spiritual weight of all our sin. Isn't that terrible? But kids, this is one of the reasons we know that on that bad Friday, something good happened. Because fast forward 2,000 years later, and we know that the cross is no longer a symbol of pain or violence. We think of the cross as a symbol of love and forgiveness. People wear cross necklaces. We decorate the walls of our churches with crosses. We sing songs about it. The cross has come to represent the opposite of its original meaning. And only Jesus, kids, only Jesus could pull something off like that. And that leads me to our second key truth.
Key truth.
Thank you. Key truth number two.
Key truth.
Significant truth number two is this, kids. On Good Friday, Jesus sacrificed himself to set us free from sin. Now, if you remember our episode 2 weeks ago, we talked about how Easter happened during the Passover celebration. It was a really special religious holiday that celebrated that one time 1,500 years before Jesus when God led the Israelites out of slavery. God used Moses to bring plagues on Egypt because Pharaoh, the king, was too stubborn to let the Israelites go. They were his slaves, and so the plagues came. There was blood water, there were boils, locusts. And if you remember, kids, the 10th and final plague was an angel of death. And God told the Israelites that if they wanted the angel of death to pass over their homes, they needed to sacrifice a lamb and put the blood of the lamb on their doorposts. So they did. And guess what? Just like God promised, they were spared that night and then set free the next day. Now, kids, Jesus, 1,500 years later, was sacrificed on Passover weekend on purpose. John 19 tells us that Jesus was crucified on Preparation Day during the Passover week. This was when the lambs would be sacrificed in the temple for remembrance. At the beginning of John's gospel, it actually tells us that Jesus is the lamb. John 1:29, John the Baptist saw Jesus coming towards him and he said, "Look, Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Now, kids, Jesus sacrificed himself on Passover weekend on purpose. John 19 tells us that his crucifixion was on the day of preparation during Passover week. This was the day when the lambs would be sacrificed in the temple in remembrance. At the beginning of John's gospel, John the Baptist actually says that Jesus, John 1:29, is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. So just like the blood of the lamb saved the Israelites years before, the blood of Jesus, our lamb, saves us even still today.
Bobby, blah, blah, blah. This is Talon the Pterodactyl, and it's time for our next field day event. Our next event is my personal favorite. It is the Quiet Game. And Ronan the Raptor, you're up first. Ronan the Raptor? Ronan the Raptor? Ronan the Raptor. Bobby, blah, blah, blah. Hey, Talon.
Ronan the Raptor here. What's up, Ronan? What's up, Talon? Sup, Ronan? Sup, Talon? Okay, Ronan the Raptor, it's time for the quiet game. You're up first. On your mark, get set. Go. Well, Ronan, very good. Our next contestant in the quiet game will be Scary Gary. Scary Gary, on your mark, get set, go. Very good, Scary Gary. That will be tough to beat. Our last contestant is Scarlet? Okay. You're not gonna win. On your mark, get set.
But pardon me, just a moment. Mr. President Talon the Pterodactyl, this is Scarlet. And I just have a question. I thought the quiet game was about being quiet.
Well, yeah, that's usually how it works, but not when you're playing Talon the Pterodactyl style. It's not about being quiet for a long period of time. It's about being the loudest in a short period of time. Whoever is the least quiet wins. The quiet game. And this is not something that you'll be good at. Finally. So are you ready, Scarlet? On your mark. Get set. Go.
Okay. This is Scarlet, and I understand the assignment. Here I go.
Scarlet, you have to teach me how to do that.
Wow. Well, the judge's scores are in, and the winner, unsurprisingly, is Scarlet.
I'm really actually not surprised after what just came out of her body.
I mean, that amazing little girl is literally up to any challenge, but somehow she still lost the presidential election to Talon and Ronan. I just don't understand.
All right. Well, speaking of being up to any challenge, that leads me to our last key truth.
Key truth.
About Good Friday. And that is this. Number three, on Good Friday, Jesus put sin and death to death, kids, forever. In John 19:30, Jesus' last words from the cross were, "It is finished." And then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. And kids, when Jesus said "it is finished," what he meant is the work is complete. The mission is accomplished. The battle has been won. Jesus looks death and sin and the devil right square in the eyes and he says, "Game over. I win, you lose." And kids, believe it or not, the cross of Jesus has the same power for us today. We can use cross-shaped love to defeat evil. When we're unselfish and we lay down our way or our preferences or our comforts for others, evil is defeated. Resurrection Sunday proves this, kids. It proves that cross-shaped love wins in the end. Cross-shaped love leads to resurrection life. In a way, Resurrection Sunday is what makes a crucifixion a Good Friday and not a bad one. Because Resurrection Sunday proves that love wins. And speaking of winning, let's take it over to Field Day for our last event.
This is Talon the Pterodactyl, and our last event is a race, the 40-yard dash. But there's one twist, contestants. Every contestant will be given a cage full of 15 crazy kittens. And when I say go, you have to release the kittens and get them across the finish line with you. Which will be impossible. The last time we did this race, everyone forfeited after an hour. On your mark, get set, release the kittens!
And they're off. And wow, this is an immediate disaster.
Yeah, first off, it looks like the kittens are running away from Roomba because they're scared of vacuums.
Come on, don't be scaredy cats.
And it looks like Gary's running away from the kittens because he's scared of the kittens.
Get away, get away. I'm highly allergic to cuteness.
And it looks like the cats are dogpiling on top of Lars the Lava Lamp.
You mean cat piling.
That was awesome, Trevor. Totally groovy joke.
And I just love kittens. Come, kittens, rest upon my mane as I will caress you with my muff. Caress, caress, caress. Do you hear them purring? Caress.
That means the race is over.
Over? What? How is it already over?
Wait, who won?
Well, hello, this is Scarlet. I think I won.
Wow, Trevor, look, not only did Scarlet get all the kittens across the line in like 10 seconds, but she also taught them how to do solfege. Do, re, meow, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
And it looks like she taught the kittens to herd other smaller, tinier kittens themselves.
And so it multiplied from like 15 kittens to like everybody else's kittens. Everybody else's kittens have just crossed the finish line because Scarlet's kittens brought them over there. What? They're great leaders.
She literally did a perfect job. Perfect.
She taught her kittens to be leaders. And she put little cute flea repellent collars on them with pink bedazzled jewels.
Wow. Well, it looks like Scarlet won literally every single event at our field trip field day because she's an incredible leader with endless skills and basically she's good at everything.
It's true, man. How did she not win the election? Anyways, on that note, Trevor, I think we're done for the day. So you got an awesome song for us?
Think so.
I hope so. 30 seconds. Let me review the kids. Kids, thanks for listening today. Your vocab word is Good Friday. The day we celebrate that Jesus transformed the worst Friday into the best Friday ever. Kind of like how we turned the worst field trip, Trevor, into the best field day ever. Except for the fact that Good Friday is way better than a good field day. Now, your memory verse, kids, is from our story. John 19:30. It is finished. What a powerful declaration from Jesus. Death is finished. Sin is finished. Evil is finished in light of the empty tomb. Now, kids, your prayer assignment today is so important. I want you to reflect on the cross. Which one of our key truths...
Key truth!
Right. Which one touches your heart the most? Was it the physical and emotional and spiritual pain Jesus endured for you on the cross? Was it the sacrifice that Jesus made as the Lamb of God to set us free from sin? Or is it the victory of his cross-shaped love over evil and death? What about the cross inspires you? Share it with your parents, and then pray to God about it. Last thing, kids, it's time to hand it over to our bossy friend, the squirrel, so he can boss us around a bit.
Well, thank you, my little bridge friend, and congratulations to Scarlet. I got a job for you, Scarlet. Just give me a call when you get done with college. Anyways, kids, this week, your pastor's feeling doubly underappreciated because you didn't take him an acorn last time I told you to, so take him 2 acorns this week. And also, when you hand him those acorns, tell him your memory verse for this week. It is finished. This is the squirrel. Goodbye, my little friends.
It's a Friday night. I got my jammies on, and I'm streaming Disney Plus's Mulan. All my friends are at my house, but this ain't no vacation, you see. We all made a terrible miscommunication. No one brought the pizza. No one brought a slice. This Friday night won't be too nice. But there's a knocking at my door, and it's my good friend Teresa. And in her hands were 3 fresh pizzas. tonight should have been rough. But thanks to Teresa, everything has changed when I saw all those pizzas. It was a good Friday, but it was gonna be bad. But it's a good, good Friday after that. And it's a good Friday, but it was gonna be bad. But it's a good, good Friday after that. Thank you, Teresa.